My goodness, Evan.
How are you?
I am doing not the greatest. I could be better. I'm a little bit sick. Bless
oh,
you.
God. I was sick like a week ago.
This is my technically first day of being sick. First day I've noticed my sickness. But anyways, this is episode 79, it should be.
Yes.
This was
sent to my house.
A box from Jeff Bezos?
A box was sent to my house, and it was addressed to Poppy Grande. It was addressed to Poppy Grande.
Okay, Evan.
And apparently that's me.
I don't want to ruin this for you, but I sent you that.
Really?
Sorry to ruin it.
It doesn't say so. It says it's from Nixle. I don't know what Nixle is.
That was supposed to get to your house on Christmas, and it got only a tiny bit delayed.
Okay, so we had a really bad winter storm. Like multiple feet of snow.
I thought Santa was supposed to work better in the snow.
Yes, but the U.S. Postal Service does not.
Oh, got it.
So,
now,
okay.
Prior to this, I think you got another gift before Christmas. That is your birthday present, and this, what you're opening, is your Christmas present.
A gift for you. Merry Christmas, Poppy Heart. It's never good to mix booze with guns, but it is love ya. don't get drunk and start shooting shit from your real dad. You know. Okay, well, here's the box.
Yes.
I'm gonna actually treat it carefully. I have a feeling it make it
is it heavy?
It's not too heavy.
Okay.
It may does it contain glass?
That's for you to discover.
Probably. There's a lot of foam.
Tell people what you got prior to this one.
Okay, prior to this. I mean, Christian, I've had something in the works, you know. And I got some stuff for drinks. I got little pieces of metal to put in a drink cup. And they're bullets. They're shaped like bullets. Oh, my Jesus.
Have you seen it?
Yes, I'm looking at it. Okay, I'm going to take each piece out.
Okay.
I'm going to save the best piece for last.
Okay.
It's cold, so I'm going to try and treat it gently. So this is the first piece of the puzzle.
The base.
The base. Next, we have two items, one of the same. They're cups.
Ooh.
With a sizable bullet in it.
Yes.
Two of them. Then we got this. Okay. This is a funnel.
A funnel? It came with a funnel?
A funnel. Yeah, so you can actually just fill up the container.
That's kind of small.
Well, I mean,
you got to pour slowly.
Fill the container. Jesus Christ.
It's a decanter.
It is.
And I hope you like it.
And You stick the funnel in there, and then you screw it on.
Yes. I thought
that
you
holds
like
it really well, actually.
I hope you like it.
I do. I'm gonna have. I don't know what I'm gonna put in it yet, though.
I think traditionally decanters are meant for whiskey, but I mean you can put whatever the fuck you want in there.
This will definitely have to make a reappearance, not on this show, but on a different show.
Oh.
In the near future. So.
Can you show the shot glasses a little close up?
You guys have the backstory now. Yeah. I'm cleaning this foam off of me. Okay.
The shot glasses look a little frosty. Is that from the cold or?
Yeah, it's because it was just sitting in like negative 10 degrees.
Oh.
And, they have a little bit of foam in them, so
Cool.
But they will clean up and be normal. They're clear. They're not supposed to be frosted.
Nice. Well, the gift I got Evan a little while ago was literally like the chamber of a revolver with bullets in it, but the bullets are ice cubes. So you put them in the freezer and you can put those into your drink and it doesn't water down your drink.
Yes.
And I think that kind of matches with this, because it's like
it works well, especially for something where like say for when I'm filming, for example, like mm-hmm. for this show.
Yeah.
I have to make the drink before we start. And then normally there's ice in the drink or something. And then yeah. either there was ice in the mix and then I strained it out, or there's ice in the drink. So either way, it's going to get warm from just me sitting here filming, or the ice is going to melt. So it's actually very useful for that type of application.
Have you seen how long those ice cubes last? Like, how long do they retain their coldness?
I have not had a drink since you've bought me those, actually. So.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So I haven't tried them.
Well, anyways, I hope you enjoy this Christmas/birthday present.
Thank you.
Before I was so rudely interrupted. Yeah, like I was saying, I've been a little bit cold. Not cold. I've had a little bit of a cold. And I really hope it's not the corona, because I think there's a new version going around, which is fucked up because it's disguising itself as a regular fucking sniffles, and that's some bullshit, and I fucking hate it. So I want to get tested, and hopefully it's not that, but well, yeah. That's a little bit about me. What have you been doing, Evan? Please catch me.
I saw the new Spider-Man movie.
Oh.
I was very disappointed. No, I'm just joking.
Okay, thank God. I was about to say, I'm going to hang up right now and never talk to you again. For those of you who haven't seen it.
Spoilers. Because I'm about to fucking spoil it.
Click away if you don't want to know what happens. But if you don't give a shit, or you've already seen it, then feel free to stick around.
I liked it.
Okay.
I thought out of the three Spider-Man movies with Tom Holland, it was the best one.
Yes, absolutely, 100%.
I thought all the actors did a really good job.
Yes.
I'm very bad with names. I thought...
But you know the characters' names.
I thought the Green Goblin did a great job.
He's a lunatic.
Some parts that I found funny were... Andrew Garfield Spider-Man when he saves MJ,
yeah.
But this time without dropping her to her death.
Yes,
I like that.
Yes.
Did
you see the movie with an enthusiastic audience or no?
There wasn't a lot of people. So,
I don't know if that's a good thing.
But somewhat. So we were watching the movie, right? There was a power outage during the movie. I know, crazy, right?
So
we're watching
out?
The movie. Yeah, the screen went out, and then it restarted right back where we left off. But it cut out right at the part where the two older Spider-Man were talking to the new Spider-Man on top of the school roof. And he's like, I don't think I'm going to do this. And then the fucking power cut out. And we're like, well, he didn't want to do it, so the movie's over.
Damn, that fucking sucks. When I went to go
came,
see
the car
it,
came back on though. So.
When I went to go see it, I saw it in a full house. It was fucking packed, and there was like cheering and applause and people screaming, and it was pretty fun.
I thought it was good. I thought the ending was slightly sad, but I mean,
I really didn't like the ending.
I mean, it makes sense.
There are two things that I wish happened.
I wish there was more pizza time. Just saying.
Was there pizza in the movie? I don't think there was pizza in the movie.
No, I wish he said pizza time.
There are a couple things I wish happened. Number one, when Andrew Garfield goes to catch MJ. You know how, like, once he caught her, he's holding her. They have, like, a little moment of, like, grief. I wish in that moment there was a flashback or something of him, of Andrew Garfield, holding Gwen. And, like, that would have been, oh, they're just fucking milking it. That would have been great. Also, at the very end when Peter gets his apartment, you know how the guy's like rents on the whatever, it's on this
thing. Yeah.
They could have had the rent guy from Spider-Man 2, they could have had him come back and that would have been icing.
Give me rent.
I don't remember that.
That okay, then you're clearly not loyal enough or enjoy these movies enough.
So okay, I don't remember that.
And
one of the best parts, let me know. I'm gonna interrupt you. Okay, there's one part of the movie that I thought was hilarious. And it was when the person that plays the Green Goblin said, he's like, I'm a bit of a, I forget the phrase, I'm a bit of a something myself.
I'm something of a scientist myself.
Yes.
Yeah.
The meme format, they just shoved it straight into the movie. And I was like, that's great. They brought it back.
Yeah. And the last thing I would have wanted, it can be done. It can be done. I wish Stan Lee's cameo would have been right at the end with like the very, very last end credit scene. I wish it was a Doctor Strange portal and this older Spider-Man comes out, like another dimension Spider-Man, and he takes his mask off and it's Stan Lee. That would have been fucking hilarious.
Was there a cameo with Stan Lee? I didn't see one.
They probably put something in the movie. I know that they put in a piece of graffiti that says Ditko, and that's the co-creator of Spider-Man.
Oh, okay.
But I do think that there is something of Stan Lee in the movie, because in Venom 2, Stan Lee isn't in the movie, but they have a magazine with Stan Lee's face on it in that convenience store with that Asian lady.
Mm-hmm. I liked how they tied in Venom to a different universe, but he's there, you know.
So, yeah, I really, really like. I'm waiting for the movie to get on DVD so I can buy it and watch it over and over and over and over again.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
I'm glad you liked it. I thought it was good.
I loved it. It's my favorite movie ever. It tops Titanic.
Wow.
Dude, like, you don't understand. This is everything I've wanted in my life. To see them all together, all three of them. Oh my god. I cannot believe that Marvel did that. Okay, well, since this is technically the final episode of the Untucked Podcast.
Are we gonna do my drink thing? And are we doing the high and low, or are we just doing movie quiz?
Well, there are quite a bit of cards. We can do the high and low. Or we can just do the cards and save time.
Okay, we can just do the cards. I'll still do my drink, though.
Okay.
Because it is New Year's.
Oh, yes, it is. Let's do the drink shit.
In celebration of New Year's, I'm taking a shot of tequila. This is the tequila of my choosing for today. It is a golden tequila. I can't even say it.
Dude, just anyways. Try. Found it out. Come on.
Reposado.
Oh, Reposado. Yeah, I know what that is.
Reposado. Anyways.
That's some Beaner tequila.
This is my Luxor shot glass. I'm pretty sure it's a double shot glass because it's pretty fucking big. So I filled it halfway.
ooh. Personally, I'm not a big fan of shots. Mm. I'm more of a cocktail kind
of
guy.
Not either. It was in celebration. It's actually a pretty good tequila. It's not awful. Hmm. Anyways, I'm not even going to rate it.
No.
Because it is what it is.
I had a family member who had a birthday not too long ago, like maybe like 4 days ago. And I was there with my cousin Oscar. Have I ever told you about my cousin Oscar?
No.
No.
Is he the one you toured around? Anyone no. drinking with?
No. He's a rapper.
Oh, no.
Oh. Well, after the birthday party, I stuck around a little bit later, and we got drunk, and I got more drunk than I did in Las Vegas.
Oh, okay.
And I blacked out. I vomited twice.
Oh.
I think three times, but I don't know. I don't remember. So once I was blacked out, I started recording on my phone. Again, I don't know. In Vegas also, when I was drunk, I started recording shit on my phone. I don't fucking know why I'm doing that. But.
I mean, at least you got it for later.
Evan. Oscar's drunk. Whoever this is, don't sleep until he's in the ground. Oscar is drunk. I'm gonna try to go pee. And after I pee, I cannot stay out. I just realized. That's Evan Oscar's wallet.
I kept calling my cousin Evan.
I cannot stand. But this is my bed. That's Sabrina. Oscar has passed out. But I'm gonna go pee and then I think I'm gonna go to bed. But dude, I can't. I can't fucking sleep. Dude, I'm so cold. So cold.
Why are you cold?
I don't know.
Oh, shit, did I drop something? Fuck. No, I'll pick it up. My responsibility. I fell on the floor.
Well, I don't know if you want to continue watching this. This goes on for 13 minutes.
Holy shit. Okay, you just have to send it to me.
Yeah.
Oh my
Anyways,
God.
Yeah, that's
13
a little...
13 minutes?
That's a little sneak peek to my little drunk escapade. But,
that's
yeah.
funny.
It was... Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that, but it was definitely something. This has been Evan's Drink Time. Okay, so since this is technically the last episode for a good chunk of time, me and Evan have so... Sorry, Evan and I have so many movie quiz cards... that we're just going to completely ignore the high and low game, and we're just going to stick to this. This is going to take a long fucking time, I'm assuming, because I have a lot of cards. Evan, how many cards do you think you have?
I don't actually know. I'm just going to keep going through my pile since we split evenly until you run out, since I've been stacking them underneath.
Okay. Well, this is the movie quiz.
Just know, I'm about to speedrun this.
You're going to do a speedrun?
Yeah. Science fiction adventure.
Okay.
Christian. What is the name of the starship in Star Trek?
The Millennium Falcon.
Wrong. That is Star Wars. It's the USS Enterprise. You just hurt a lot of people.
I don't care. Okay. This is a classics. What does the traveling salesman sell in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
He sells Vacuum cleaners.
Wrong. It's curtain rings.
What? What?
I don't fucking know, Evan.
Okay. Oh, we watched this movie.
Category first, please.
Horror thriller.
Okay.
We watched this movie in an episode of a podcast. Which thriller's movie title is an anagram of truths and lies?
Is it Love, Death, and Robots?
No. Shutter Island.
Oh. I'm wrong. Okay. Your next category is general trivia. Where is Miguel temporarily trapped in the 2018 movie Coco?
Oh, he's trapped in the underworld, dude, with his dead family.
Not word for word the right answer, but basically the same thing. The answer is the land of the dead. I'll give it to you. That was basically right. Okay, go.
What was the title of the final Batman film Adam West starred in?
Batman.
Wrong. Batman versus Two-Face.
Oh. Okay.
I would not have gotten that one.
Okay, your next card is action. Who plays Wonder Woman in the 2017 movie?
Oh, God.
You've heard this name in the higher and low game.
I have no clue, but I know exactly what she looks like.
Okay, I'll give you half a point. It's Gal Gadot.
What? That's a name? Okay.
So you got 1.5 points.
Okay, hopefully you've seen this movie. In which part of the body does Pete get shot in Shaun of the Dead?
Stomach.
No, he gets shot in the eye.
Oh, my God. Okay, general trivia. How many times is the phrase old sport said during the 2013 version of The Great Gatsby?
You want me to answer that? Oh, no, 30. 31. 50.
Close.
55.
Yeah, right answer. I'll give it to you.
Oh.
55 fucking times. That's way too much.
Okay. Comedy. Where does Ron Burgundy pitch up after leaving San Diego in Anchorman 2?
Where?
Yeah. Where? Like, what's the next place he lives at?
Los Angeles. No. A lighthouse.
No, but he does live in a lighthouse in the movie. It's New York, which I think maybe the lighthouse is in New York. You might be right. Anyways.
I say I get half a point.
Yeah, you get at least half a point.
Okay, your next one is action again. Who wrote the Jack Reacher books?
Jack.
It was Lee Child.
Okay. Science fiction adventure. How many years after the first Blade Runner does Denis Villeneuve sequel Blade Runner 2049 take place?
30 or 25.
Yes. Oh, 30. Exactly.
Holy shit, I'm good at this.
Good job.
Okay, your next one is classics. Which movie was initially titled 3000 but later changed because of the movie soundtrack?
Maybe like, is it 3000? Is it, was it changed to like 3000 BC? I don't know.
The movie is Pretty Woman.
What? Okay.
Listen, you failed. Okay.
Okay. What character does Andy Serkis play in the Planet of the Apes trilogy?
Caesar.
Yes. Good job.
Yeah, I've seen that. That's good. Okay, general trivia. Which documentary was intended to be about cheating in cycling and ended up uncovering the largest doping scandal in the history of sports?
Probably something about Tour de France or Neil Armstrong.
It was Icarus.
Okay, I have never seen that. Science fiction adventure.
Okay.
Okay. Wait. Okay, you won't get that. Blade Runner was adapted from which Philip K. Dick novel?
Pony Boy Express.
No. Do androids dream of electric sheep?
What the fuck? Fahrenheit 254, whatever. 450, whatever. Okay. General trivia. Disney character Aladdin was modeled after which Hollywood actor?
I don't know.
Tom Cruise. I don't see
no.
it.
No.
But that's what it says.
Is that
it says,
what it says?
It says Tomas Cruise.
That's not correct. That's wrong. The card is incorrect.
Okay, you're next.
Okay, Tom Cruise. Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them takes place in the same universe as which other movie franchise? Please get this.
Harry Potter.
Yes, good job.
Yeah, I've never seen either of those. I've seen a couple Harry Potter. I think one, the first one, but not the Fantastic Beasts ones. Okay, you get general trivia again. 2018 saw the Oscars award ceremony celebrate which anniversary?
Wait, say it again.
2018 saw the Oscars award ceremony celebrate which anniversary? It's a number.
60th.
90th.
Holy crap, the Oscars are that old?
Yeah, there's another Oscars question if you want me to read it to you.
Yeah, sure.
As of 2018, how many Oscar nominations has Meryl Streep had in total?
13. 21. I don't know who that is, but she's doing good.
Okay, go ahead.
In the Disney movie John Carter, which I didn't know was a Disney movie, which planet does Carter travel to?
Mars.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That was just a wild guess.
I mean, that's a good guess.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like Mars, a lot of shit happens on Mars in movies. Okay, general trivia. Which famous circus impresario was the inspiration for The Greatest Showman?
Was it Barnum and Bailey's or Barnum and something like that?
You know what? I'm going to give it to you. The title, the answer is P.T. Barnum.
Yes, I'm pretty sure.
I'm gonna give it to you. That was very close.
In the movie Fight Club, what's the first rule of Fight Club?
You don't talk about Fight Club.
Okay, I'm also gonna read you the second one because I think you also get it, and that was correct, by the way.
Thank you.
Name the serial killer in the Friday the 13th movie series.
Friday the 13th is Jason.
Yes, that's correct.
Yay!
Actually, you're wrong. It's Jason Voorhees, but I guess I'll give it to you.
Evan, I'm gonna suck you in. Okay, you're getting classics. In the 1987 movie The Untouchables, who plays Al Capone?
Al Capone. They brought him from jail. Or from the dead.
It's Robert De Niro.
Really? I feel like he does. Oh, shit. I dropped a shit ton of cards. Okay.
You might know the second question. Do you want me to read it to you?
Yeah.
In the film First Blood, where does Rambo finally surrender?
Rambo? Which one is that in the series? I've only seen the first one.
I've never seen any of them.
First Blood?
It says first.
In the police station?
Yes, correct. Police station.
Okay, it was the one I was thinking about then.
Oh, you got... That's 0.5. That's another 0.5 one. Okay.
Have you seen Rambo?
No, I haven't seen any of them.
That's a
Dude,
good one.
My fucking face is melting off.
Okay, this is horror thriller. Which actress starred in the thriller movie Girl on the Train?
Which actress?
Yeah.
Meryl Streep?
Emily Blunt.
Emily Blunt. Oh, okay. Well. Okay, you're getting action next. What's the name of the central rogue organization the Mission Impossible team set out to destroy? You may know this, but I don't.
I haven't seen enough Mission Impossibles. I have no clue.
It's the Syndicate.
Okay.
I'm going to makeshift something real quick.
Who directed the 1984 horror classic Nightmare on Elm Street?
Is it John Carpenter?
No, it's Wes Craven. I don't think you'll get the second one either. Have you seen Silence of the Lambs?
No, but I know a little bit about it.
Okay, who plays the Detective Clarice?
Oh, fuck. Fuck, I know what she looks like, but I don't know her name. I'm going to give up. I don't know it.
Jodie Foster.
Oh, yeah, I would never guess that.
Okay, your turn.
Okay, you're getting general trivia. Which movie opens with "Women do not have the calmness of temperament or the balance of mind to exercise judgment in political affairs"?
Oh, good Lord. I have no clue.
Suffragette. Never seen that movie. Sounds fucking
okay,
terrible.
This is a comedy. Which British comedian has a starring role in Muppets Most Wanted?
British comedian? Is it Ricky Gervais?
Yes, it is.
Oh, good. I've never seen his Muppets thing, but I know Ricky Gervais. He's hilarious. Okay, your next one is also classics. I don't know if the last one was classics. What is the name of the town featured in the Christmas movie It's a Wonderful Life?
North Pole.
Bedford Falls.
Okay. This is comedy. At the end of Deadpool, what is Ryan Reynolds' character wearing when he speaks to the audience?
A red bathrobe.
Wrong.
He's wearing a bathrobe.
A stripy dressing gown. Got
it's him. A fucking bathrobe. I'm right. I'm going to read you the red side question on this card because I'm pretty sure. I hope you know it. If you don't know it, I'm going to be very disappointed in you. Name the character played by Morgan Freeman in The Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, God. I don't know. I don't know his name. I've seen that movie. It's a great movie. I know that he kills himself.
I'll give you a clue. What?
Doesn't he? No. Does he?
No.
No, the old dude kills himself. Never mind. Sorry.
This is a clue.
I don't know.
Okay, since you fucking failed. His name is Red.
Yeah, I would never guess that.
God, you suck, dude. Go, you're next.
What's the name of the totalitarian nation in the Hunger Games?
District 12.
Wrong. Panem. I'll do this. It's a director. So who directed the 2012 movie Prometheus?
I don't know.
Same person that directed the original Aliens.
Is it James Cameron?
I think. No. Let me make sure. Otherwise, I'm going to sound like an idiot.
I mean, you already normally do just sound like an idiot. Did James Cameron direct Aliens?
Oh, yeah, he did. Oh, well, okay. There was multiple directors. He was one of them.
So am I partially right? Even though
no, he didn't direct Prometheus. Ridley Scott directed Prometheus.
Well, I got the answer right to your other question, so.
No, you did not. Pan Am was the correct answer.
You said director of Aliens. I said James Cameron. Okay. Your next card is classics. Who played the father in the Home Alone movies? You're not going to get it. I know you're not going to get it.
I don't know. Neglectful dad.
John Hurd. Okay. I also want to ask you this next one because you might know it, but you don't know names because you're fucking retarded. Who directed the movie A Clockwork Orange?
I don't know. I've never even seen that.
Stanley Kubrick. Okay, we'll move on and leave our friendship here.
What is the name of the spaceship in Alien?
Spaceship.
The Nostromo. Nostromo.
Okay, your next one is action. Which former husband of the Madonna... Wait, which former husband of Madonna, sorry, directed The Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
Will Smith.
It was Guy Ritchie.
Okay. In which... This is comedy. In which city was the comic actor, filmmaker, and composer Charlie Chaplin born?
When is
Where was Charlie Chaplin born?
England.
Wrong. London.
London. That's in England. I think. Okay. I also want to ask you this other question on the same card, because you might know it. In which James Bond movie did Ben Whishaw take over the role of Q?
Oh, Skyfall.
Yeah, correct. Nice. I'll give you half a point for that.
Man of Steel star Henry Cavill was runner-up for which iconic spy role?
Oh, man. I don't know the character's name, but I know he was in Mission Impossible, right?
Wrong. James Bond.
Oh, fuck. I know he did that arm gun thing. Okay, your next one is classics. What is the name of the prisoner in The Green Mile who heals the governor's wife?
I don't know. Never seen it.
It's John Coffey.
John Coffey?
Yeah, or Coffey.
Interesting.
I think it's, I don't know.
Comedy. Name the songs Tom Hanks and Robert Loggia danced to on the piano in the movie Big.
I think it's Chopsticks.
Yes.
Good.
It is Chopsticks.
Good. Okay, your next one is action. Who voiced the role of Smaug/... Necromancer in The Hobbit, The Battle of the Five Armies? I'll help you out a tiny bit. I think it's the dragon.
I know who Smaug is. Oh. I don't know who voice acts the dragon.
You just saw him in a movie.
Oh, Tom Holland, obviously.
It's Benedict Cumberbatch. Doctor Strange. Okay.
You could have said it was Doctor Strange. Who's the actor for Doctor Strange? And I still would not have answered that. What's the name of the university Becca attends in Pitch Perfect?
UC Davis.
Wrong. Barton.
General trivia.
Got him.
The 2018 Oscars were moved to avoid clashing with which sporting event?
Wait, say it again?
The 2018 Oscars were moved to avoid clashing with which sporting event?
Super Bowl?
The Winter Olympics.
Oh. And Thor Ragnarok, what is Thor trying to prevent?
He's trying to prevent Asgard from collapsing.
He's trying to prevent the end of the world. I'll give you half a point.
Oh, gee. Thanks. How much did it cost to make the film Titanic?
Oh, I'm going to guess like $150 million.
Wrong. It was $200
million. Oh, I was close.
You're very close.
Close.
Very close. Close, but just not close enough.
Okay, horror/thriller. Who wrote the horror movie Cabin Fever?
I did.
Correct. Good job. Oh,
I knew it. Who wrote? That's my guess. I don't know.
Oh, it was Eli Roth.
Oh, okay.
I'm back to some cards that I've already done.
Okay. General trivia. I only have three left, including the one I'm about to read.
Okay.
General trivia. In Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2, who finds the Room of Requirement for Dumbledore's army?
Oh, okay. Let me actually think.
Yes, use that brain you have in there.
Is it Luna Lovegood?
Strike one.
Oh, shit. Okay. Is it Neville?
What's the last name?
Longbottom?
Yes, correct. Okay. Neville or Neville Longbottom. You're not going to know that. Okay, go ahead. You're next.
I'm out of cards.
Oh, you're out? Okay. The Frontiersman, played by Leonardo DiCaprio, is mauled by a bear in which movie?
It's actually my favorite movie, so I'm trying to remember the name of it.
Clearly not your favorite movie.
I don't even know
what it's called.
I have it on my laptop. The Revenant.
Oh, nice.
That is one of my favorite movies. So good.
Okay. The last question of the podcast is from General Trivia. What is the largest film industry in the world?
Hollywood?
Close.
Is it Bollywood?
It is Bollywood. I'll
really?
It says
Bollywood is bigger than Hollywood?
Bollywood. It produces over 800 movies per year, almost twice as many
Holy
as
shit.
Hollywood. Since I don't want this to end just
That's really
just
impressive.
Yet, yeah. I'm going to read you the red side.
Okay.
This is still general trivia. Name two animated Disney movies in which both parents are present and don't die in the movie plot.
Animated Disney? Is Pixar included? Oh, shit.
Well,
no, Toy Story doesn't count. Dang, they really... Okay, let me actually
There
think.
Are three answers, but the question only says to name two. I'll give you a small hint. Two of the answers are classic, and one is more modern.
Were both are present for the whole movie?
Name two animated Disney movies in which both parents are present and don't die in the movie plot.
Oh,
well,
God.
It just says that they don't die in the plot. So take it however you want, but I wouldn't think of.
Okay, can you tell me? I'm actually interested.
Answer number one, 101 Dalmatians.
Okay, I've never seen that.
Answer number two, Peter Pan. And answer.
Okay, I would never have thought about that because the parents are only in it for like minutes.
And answer number three, Inside Out. And that one, the parents are pretty in it all the time.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Well, that's the last card. And this concludes, Evan. Evan, it concludes the movie quiz. Well, Evan, that's
the end.
That wraps up episode 79 of the Untitled Podcast with Evan Estrada and Christian Reed. Okay, Evan, please leave the audience with some advice on what to do when you're watching a sad movie you didn't want to watch and you run out of toilet paper to blow your nose.
Leave the theater.
Yeah, I mean, if you didn't want to watch it, you just leave the movie. That's what I would do.
Also, why'd you bring toilet paper to the theater?
you prepare to see a sad movie. You're like, I know this is going to be sad.
And you're like, I really didn't want to see this movie, but I'm gonna go buy toilet paper to bring to the movie I don't want to see. Don't worry about it.
Well, this has been the Untitled Podcast.
Thank you all for watching.